Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you rockaholics out there in Radio Land. I'm doing this because of her. It is time for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For all our Hispanic sisters and brethren out there, that's numero uno. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, hold on, I got a thing. Spreaker, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Sonos, Blog Talk Radio, Radio Line. I'm going to have them, I swear to God. YouTube, Podbean. I'm almost there. Hold on. Tune In Radio.
One more? Two more?
I think that's it. I think
it's 14.
Okay, I think I got them all. And then plus we're all on, like, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Tumblr and every fucking thing else. Blogger. We're on Blogger. Hold on, it can be. One second. Here we go. Now you're on.
That was just singing.
I just turned Jim on.
Oh, you are so awesome, Manager DeVoe.
It doesn't
Oops.
Take
much. And your husband.
Irreverent.
No. Stop that.
Husband and nefarious and the world.
Stop that.
What's going on over there?
I hit
chaos.
A button.
It's
I
total
hit a button. But
total
isn't it
chaos.
Nice to have back music to when you're talking?
Yeah, I love that.
Sometimes you have to play low undertones.
Hey, this is
I
cool
was
going
to do
stuff,
that one of these times just because me and Stephanie used to do that. We used to play. We'd play music and we'd do like a PSA. We'd do like a rock song. Like we'd do metal. We'd do like Metallica. Ride the Lightning or something.
I
shit.
Had to do
really
PSAs
low, like really
in my
low
career. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Like really low undertone. You know, in behind the speaker. You know, in behind you. You're talking over it.
I don't think
but you hear like you hear Metallica in the background. You're like, what the
right,
fuck is
right.
going on?
I'm at a Catholic Family Radio doing a PSA with Marilyn Manson in the background
yes,
music.
Wow. Yes,
oops.
Yes, yes.
No wonder why they fired
oh,
me.
Wait. I wonder what happened. Why did I lose my job?
Why did I lose that gig? What? I gotta go.
Yeah. This is your hostess with the Moses, yeah, Jennifer Muse, and James, aka Jenny, and James Muse, aka the Muse.
The so, Muse.
And that's aka Jenny and the Muse here on LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
James
Real Talk on the Block.
Yeah.
I've had a bunch of people tell me that they started radio shows here just because they heard our show.
Oh, really?
I had a couple people email me. And they said they were like, because it was, you know, they saw like the LA Talk Radio had all these wonderful facilities and services to offer.
And if I can do it,
which LA Talk Radio
do
does.
It,
exactly. If I, it, well, I was going to say if me. I didn't know. Oh, you're talking about you. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
me.
I guess.
If I can
yeah.
do it, anybody can do it.
I just shut your mic off if you can't.
Uh-oh.
If he can't do it, the mic gets turned off. Number two, click.
And
sorry.
She turned me off.
Oops.
Anyway, we are the husbands in life.
We are here. Yes, oh, that's the other nicknames. The husband, the no. muse.
Yep.
The muse.
The
what else did we have for you at one time?
No, just the at one time.
The, the husband and the muse, and that's it?
Shadow Man.
Oh, Shadow Man. Shout out to Dilly Briggs.
Shout out, man.
Shout
Sasha
George.
The Subject Press, hell yeah. I love those guys.
How
anyway,
you doing, Jenny?
What's up? We are here today with some really amazing people that I love dearly.
What's up?
We've got Dawn Marlone. Hell
well,
yeah.
My real name is
Priestess.
Dawn Marlowe.
Marlo.
I thought it was Juanito.
Marlo. Why do I want to put an
because,
N on the end of it?
Because
Marlo.
On Facebook, I had my whole Facebook page hijacked. And so they named me Jacinto Pensador.
That's what
so
I thought.
So I decided.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I decided that I would try and be kind of my name.
Okay, I got you. Okay, so Marlo.
Yeah.
Without the N.
Did you get rid of
Don
that name?
Marlo. No. You do look look more like a Marlo anyway.
I made t-shirts. Opinion. You're going to have
Marlo. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's like fancy.
Thanks. I'm so fancy.
Yes.
And it's true, I am a priestess, and yes.
Tell them all your services. Tell them what you do, Dawn. Give them the rundown.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So I am a priestess. I do work at the Psychic Eye right now.
Yes.
We will be having a ritual in October on the 27th at the Psychic Eye. It's
nice.
A Samhain ritual, Halloween ritual. No one will be turned away for lack of funds. It is $12 as a donation. I make $8.
Nice. Rock on.
The
she lets us know what's up.
I love
cool.
it.
That is effing cool, man.
The intention, exactly. If you guys want to come, the intention is to visit the past. It's all about when the veil is thin. It's about connecting with our ancestors, mm-hmm. connecting with that which has died or passed.
Mm.
It's also letting go of the things that no longer serve us, burying that shit, and then planting the seeds of hope so that we can have something gestate over the holidays, like a New Year's resolution.
Nice.
So that's an awesome solstice for Sunday.
Well, that's actually...
Sabbath day.
So when
Dave Eaton, Dave Greeton.
So then the other part is I do readings all the time.
I
do parties. I do healings and stuff, but I'm also going to be doing some ritual stuff because I perform with Black Sabbath as well.
Hell yeah.
I don't normally do any ritual stuff with them. I usually dance like a freaky little fairy and
which is awesome.
Crazy, do some crazy shit and bug people.
I think it's badass.
Well, thank you.
I always love it. I always get out there on the dance floor with you, so I don't really give a shit. I go freaky right with you.
So anyways, when we get ready to do our thing, which hasn't been announced, so I don't know if I'll say where it's at yet, but we have a big event coming.
It's okay. We could say all five things we're doing the rest of the year.
Can I say fucking if you want to?
Oh, God.
This is online
fucking
radio.
Fucking.
This is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
You know, when I was on the air once at KLSX with Tim Conway and Brian Steckler, we were doing a show, the FU show. Well, see how far we can go on with FCC guidelines. So if I could fuck you on this air.
This one you can actually do it.
I can feel like my wings are spread.
You don't have to say effing or effing or FU.
That's
or
cool. Freedom
none of that.
Radio.
Just go
or
straight on. Hold on.
Sofa King.
Yeah. Sofa King.
Can you watch
that one.
It now too? Anyways, no, but we got five shows and it's badass. We got some really cool shows lined up, Jenny. And you, with one of yours.
By the way, this is Jim Manzo from Black Sabbath, female fronted Black Sabbath tribute band here
we
in SoCal.
We are Concept Tribute.
Concept Tribute.
We have a beautiful
story.
We
put on
story.
A full stage performance just
we have
like
a beautiful
you were,
story
you know,
with
the,
this
as
movie.
If they were Ozzy and Black Sabbath.
Oh,
and
yeah,
stuff,
you
right?
know, you got to have and they play all the gems if y'all Black Sabbath fans.
Oh,
play all
they
the
play
gems.
All the great ones.
Well, let's see. All the great niches were taken, so let's see. We're going to do the playwright and take this all the way to Broadway if we can and say hello to Tony and you know, do what we can, you know, out of this thing.
Sure, why not?
But in the meantime, at the end of the year, we're going to go to the Whiskey. We're going to go hit the Wise Dome, L.A., that new attraction downtown. You know that thing?
Yes.
We're going to get fully immersed with Don's wonderful ritual.
Yes.
I tell you what.
She's going to get ritualistic.
This place, Wise Dome, L.A., is filled with loving people, man. This place,
nice.
I swear to God, we went and saw Randy Hansen and the Jimi Hendrix experience.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome experience. You know, while everybody was at, Iron Maiden seeing the most ultimate show, we were setting up our dream, you know. So
nice.
We're getting our thing together, you know. I understand, you know, I love Iron Maiden. I'm the biggest fan anybody can remember.
I saw them in 2000, so I'm okay.
But
I should say, as long as I've seen them once or seen something once, I feel like I've accomplished something.
Oh, I'll tell you the highlights I missed out on. I'll say this again. I should have worked it because you know my local brothers, 33 brothers and sisters were out there. You know, tearing it up and setting it down. You know, peace to local 33. You know,
yeah.
I love you guys. But you know,
I know a bunch of
I'm about my dream. You know, and I want my brothers and sisters to set up my stage and my dream. You know, so and I want to work. You know, at some point, you know, to have that happen. You know, meet all my other union brothers across the country. You
right.
know, you know, so we're gonna set up that that fun stuff, but
that's
at the
awesome.
End of the year, we're doing the Whiskey on the 26th in October. We're on Halloween.
And who, tell them who you're opening for.
Well, I guess so. Okay, we're opening for. Are they still around? Quiet Riot.
Yes,
I'm kidding.
All right.
I love those guys.
Even if the original singer passed away.
Hey, Kevin Bro and I, we were bros. Literally, we hung out in the day. Everybody that was in that scene liked, that time, you know, Kevin was a cool cat. He hung out with you, Carlos. You know, with his band Snow before he was with them. You know, yeah. all the fun days. You know, we had some good times back then. So we knew these people. You know, we had that's fun cool. with these people. You know, Kevin was a cool cat.
You know, you get to open for Quiet Riot, and that's pretty badass.
I'll tell you what, Jenny. I saw, you know, our chance to, you know, do something with a band coming up. You know, what we were putting together. You know, from our experimental show last year at this time, we did it. You know, and figured out, okay, you know, Lisa, we could do this, man. So we put it together, and what can we do at the Whiskey? Because all my friends are getting booked there. You know, everybody right now is playing. We got Angel's playing. You know, in a couple weeks there. You know, mm-hmm. So you know, with Angel, right. You know, I'm glad to see Frank Dimino out there playing. So you guys go see the show, you know, go hang out with Frank and Punky Meadows, man. I love that, man. They're out there playing.
Hell
so
yeah, that's awesome.
Everybody's doing it again. So anybody that can play is playing. So that's fucking cool, man. Yeah. I love that the scene is back. If they say LA music's dead, fuck you,
of
man.
Of course it isn't. There's
no way. We've been taking a break, you know, enjoying the millions. Well, they've been enjoying the millions, not me, you know. But now it's my turn to go get my other millions, you know. Right. The bus is coming, you know. I made it, you know. While the troop is out there, you know, getting fueled up for us, you know, over at busforsale.com. You hear me out there. That's a plug for you fuckers.
right. Yes, what he just said.
That's right, man. Busforsale.com has troop, and that's waiting for us, getting gassed up, ready to go on tour. We want to do something that's in 2020, awesome. Fascinating, big time. And, you know, if we can get... In one of my manifestations, Jenny, and I'm going to say this right now because I told him I'd plug him on the air, and that's Dave Mustaine's Mega Cruise, you know. Mega Cruise is happening.
Mega
you know?
Cruise. That's we love you, Megadeth.
You know,
Megadeth,
God bless
Dave.
Dave
Mustaine, fuck yes.
Dave, you know, I know you're getting better. You know,
yeah,
so,
he's,
you know,
he's been battling.
Yeah, he's battling that throat cancer. Yeah. So, you know, he's letting us know what's up. So thank you, you know, for all keeping right. us up to date. We love you, Dave.
We love you, fuck
Dave
yeah.
Mustaine is a badass motherfucker
Megadeth,
for
oh
keeping
God.
Us up, you know. And being on the Mega Cruise would be a badass thing for
that
Black Sabbath.
That would be badass.
So that's my manifestation for that. But you know what, Don?
Put it out to the universe.
Wouldn't that be badass?
Put it out to the universe, right?
The Mega Cruise with Dave Mustaine with Black Sabbath.
Can you imagine cruising on that?
I just like to be on a Mega Cruise.
Yeah, right? That would be badass too,
I
you
just
know?
Like to go
I just can't
cruise.
Afford it. So
I just like to go on a cruise,
I like to
period.
Go cruising.
I mean,
I'm just so fucking bored, man. I look for all these no-frill ways to do shit, you know? So being in a band, you can do shit, you know? So that's why, you know, Black Sabbath is so rad, you know?
We just deal with it. We deal with bands and we get to do everything.
Invite us. You know, if you got some money to pay us, cool. But we'll give you some good music and a badass show and we'll hang out and have some fun. That's what the whole idea is about. Putting on this crazy mask is all about, you know? Geezer Butler, no offense, but you know this
Geezer
is better.
Butler.
I love you, Terry.
Love
I'm
Butler.
Sorry about your sister, bro. I'm sorry. You know, she's in a good place, all right, Terry. So that's another shout out to all the love and the friends and rock and roll, man. And
oh,
you know, we know stories. You know, we keep up to date. You know,
fuck yeah,
it's a radio thing, dude. Right?
Fuck yeah, exactly.
She's my radio sister. She and anybody knows me. You know where I've been. You know, and the things I've done in this world of rock and roll and radio and adult entertainment. You know, if you want. Oh boy. You know,
catch his videos on Pornhub right now. I'm
yeah, sitcoms.com is no longer around, but you know, if you want to laugh while you're getting laid, you know, check out one of those sitcoms. You know, not the Bradys, not the Cosbys, not Airplane, all the knots. That was me, you know, and my friends Jeff and Scott. You know, who's out on his Scott's out there in Las Vegas on his honeymoon right now, having a good time. You know, living on that porn money without, you know, I didn't get any, but that's another story.
You know,
the day.
I just ran into a wonderful porn star the other night myself.
Who's that?
Jeremy. His name's Ron Jeremy.
Did he ask? You know, I love
no,
Ron.
No, we were talking the other night. He was actually somewhat coherent, actually. He actually was. He wasn't fully, like, drunk that night.
Thank
you, God. He was.
He actually is usually not drunk.
Actually, no. A lot of times we run into him, he is drunk, and that sucks.
Well.
Because I like him when he's coherent.
I think he also has, he's been sick.
Yeah,
he's
no,
not,
I know.
He's not well.
Yeah, he's been having issues, I know.
And.
Those Crocs look comfortable, though. Fucking blue look, Crocs. Isn't it his blue Crocs?
Dude. Oh, he's always in his Crocs and that bad.
He's wearing his Crocs.
That's because they could come off real quick.
Yeah. And usually these guys come kind of sweater or baggy. His little baggy jacket is gray and
but he's a nice fixation.
No, he's awesome. He's
over
he's
at the
cool
Rainbow.
Dude.
You can always find him at the Rainbow Bar and Grill on Sunset,
that's,
you know?
That's you know, because we do a show there like once or twice a month. So every time we do a show, me and Nick will be laughing. So I said on stage, sure enough, I swear to God, like maybe like half an hour before he popped up out of fucking nowhere. I get on stage and I'm like, hey, welcome to Rainbow Bar and Grill, where you too can possibly see yourself a wonderful celebrity, a local celebrity.
You never know.
I said, Ron Jeremy, the famous porn star, might pop up at any moment in his Crocs and sweater.
That's what happened.
And then half an hour later, he popped up.
That's what happens, man.
Wearing his Crocs, but he wasn't wearing his sweater that night, but he was wearing his Crocs. I was laughing my ass off. I was like, no shit, look, see, I manifested that.
That's right.
I got up one day at the Rainbow, and of course he was playing his harmonica, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he was playing Camp Town Girl and some other I got up there and sang with him.
Finally, the lyrics. Finally, the person that can hang with him.
Right?
I swear to God, every time he's done this, they couldn't hang. Nobody can hang with Ronnie except for this beautiful, bombshell. She just came up and said, "Fuck you, Ronnie. I got you." Fucking made it out, man.
And I rapped out that Camp Town Races. And I overlaid some of that other shit he was laying down.
I asked him if he wanted to come up and introduce one of the bands. I was like, "Do you want to come up and introduce the next band, Ron?"
Or did you?
"No." He says, "Well, sometimes I do that, but I'm just not really feeling."
Sometimes you gotta
tonight. And I was like, "No problem, Ron. It's all right."
You know, it's funny. when we were shooting porn with him, Adolf Visual Entertainment, all this comes, you know, because we got to be cool about it, man. It's funny, you know, the things I've shot, you know, with my friends, you know, is the stuff that you would fast forward through the sex so you can watch the movies, man. I swear to God, it's funny shit. So we're not endorsing, you know, but what the hell? It's what I did.
I have Avian Awards.
I have XRC Awards of all the accolades in that
fuck
business.
Fuck yeah.
You know,
okay, I gotta give you another fist bump for that one, Jim. I'm sorry.
You know, Larry Flint, you know, came to the fourth floor. He's never been on that fourth floor until he got to the office. I don't know if it was for me or not, but it felt great that I heard that he's never been there until I got there.
That's badass, though. Yeah,
Rob Zombie, my neighbor, you know, on the fourth floor, his office, you know, sitting at, you know,
that would be badass, Rob Zombie.
I don't know if it's badass, you know, you're in a pisser, you know, and you smell
Rob
Zombie. Smells like shit in there, and he comes out of the room. Oh, fucking Rob, man, that was a zombie, zombie killer. No, it's fun. We got stories, man. We got stories in all kinds of crazy things. You know, looking at the fourth floor on La Siena Boulevard from that building, man. How many people can say they were in the Flint building? You know,
oh, not many.
And I'll tell you this. This is a topper for it all. You know, being actually hunted down to go to the ninth floor to have a birthday cake with Larry. He goes, "Where in the fuck's Nick Ventura? Huh? I'm out there having lunch. They're looking for you. What? Larry's looking for you. What? You haven't had any cake. You know what?"
Wait a minute. Nick Ventura.
That was my technical director name, a commander name.
Dick Ventura.
Nick Ventura. Well, what a dick. I've been a dick lately,
no,
so.
No,
I've been the most honest guy in business. I was married and I never fucked any of the chicks, you know. I never fucked around, you know. I was a good dude, you know. And when I had a girlfriend, I never fucked around on set when I did the VR stuff. You know, Wank's VR, I never fucked around, you know, with the girls that we, and that was even closer to those broads and made more shit happen there. You know, so that was some serious stuff. So anyways, all award winning shit. I hope that was exciting to hear about my
porn life,
you know.
We have famous porn stars that do radio shows right here at LA Talk Radio. Check out Rockin' Sexy Uncensored by Amber Lynn.
See, Amber Lynn's
every
here.
Every week right here at LA Talk Radio. Shameless plug for her.
You got to go to commercial. Do you do commercials here or what?
First porn I ever saw.
Do you commercials on the show?
Many Shades of Amber.
Do we got to go to commercial break or what? Okay, never mind.
No. Well, I mean, I'll throw in my little things here.
I'll do a commercial for you.
And we're going to play some songs.
Here you go.
So,
this show is brought to you by BlackSabbath.com.
There you go.
Go to BlackSabbath.com. Check out all the cool stuff that we got online and the story that's coming up for 2020 and the shows that we got coming up. Check out the event page. Go to the store. Buy some shit. Support our show. And we'll see you out there on the road at a Paramount Theater somewhere on the country.
Here we go. Let's play. This song is dedicated to all our LA listeners out there, our SoCal listeners. You hear this song, you're gonna know what the fuck we're talking about. Because it's about ghetto birds.
Ghetto birds?
You know, police copters. They're always in L.A., always hovering around fucking somewhere chasing some motherfucker.
Where I live, you could set your clock by or your watch
this,
by them.
This song is called Can't Sleep, the Chopper Song by Glitter Trash on James Real Talk of the Block. L.A. Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Shout out to Genitalia.
Right.
God damn it, why isn't that playing?
Yeah, come on, Jenny, I want to hear some rock. Badass shit.
What's going on?
Malfunction. Wait,
why is this not
malfunction.
Playing?
Technical ecstasy.
No.
Ronan?
What happened? All of a sudden now this file don't play.
Hey, I want to shout out to Casey downstairs, man.
Yeah,
he's hooking up my car, man.
Oh, hi, yeah, Casey. We love Casey.
Casey was a badass, man.
Casey rocks.
He really hooked me up. So thank you, Casey.
Casey's the man.
Yes, he is.
Maybe I opened the wrong fucking file. Who goddamn knows?
Hey, can I say this is brought to you by Trader Joe's? It's a quick fake plug.
Whatever you want.
Fake plug.
It's like fake news.
Have Sharkies.
It's a fake plug.
Order DoorDash. Call me. You know, if you get my name, hey, guess what? I'm in the Sherman Oaks area. You're going to get me, you know? And stop by Guitar Center and go to BlackSabbath.com. Check it. You get some cool shit.
Right.
I'm stalling while you get that thing going, right?
Fuck yeah, why not?
Thank you very much.
I'm like, I don't know.
And a shout out to my dear friend, my son's godfather, Gary Garver from Control Chaos over
there. Fuck yeah, Gary Garver.
KCAA Radio. You know, they're not competition, to friends, okay? And you have another friend over here on this show that's also a friend of mine, Sheena Metal.
Oh, fucking Sheena.
Yeah.
We love
next
Sheena
door.
Metal.
Fuck yeah.
I share her stuff all the time, constantly.
Sheena, how you doing? Oh, okay. I saw that you got over here. So, you know, she worked with me over at KLSX, so I just want to shout out to her as well, you know.
I'm looking for Can't Sleep Chopper Song.
Fuck, just find some Black Sabbath. You'll be better.
Buy Glitter
Trash. You'll be better off, you know.
Hold on.
See, it's going to work.
He's fixing it. That's why I just let Ronan do his magic.
There's a wizard.
Yeah.
I have a man behind
we
the
got
fucking
a super,
curtain.
We have
Don't
a super engineer.
I have the man
the
behind
of
the
Oz
curtain.
Is
yes,
here.
The Wizard of Oz is here.
I thought you just
and
wave
he,
your hand.
And he wears glasses.
There it is. Boonk. Come on. There we go.
That was it.
There we go.
I just had to win my
Rock
hand.
On. Thank cool. you, Ronan. We love you.
I can't sleep with these choppers whirling over my head. No sleep with the police. Sleep so watching TV got me really depressed. Terrorists mowing down people, whole world in distress. No sleep with a missile pointed right at my head. Kim's got his finger on the button. He wants us all dead. Can't sleep, no sleep. Just can't sleep with these choppers. Woo, these choppers. Chop it up. Woo.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my God.
That was badass.
I thought that pertained quite well to, you know, LA.
I was just coming over here and they were flying over my head, you know, over in Van Nuys already.
That's what I'm saying. So I thought it pertained.
You know, there's one now circling already. Look at that.
It's almost as if it's on cue.
You know, it's funny. You know, speaking of shooting, you know, there'd be times, you know, at the secret location we would shoot sometimes, you know, they'd know where we were and they would fly literally because it was close enough. Charlie's Angels would be one of the shows we did, not Charlie's Angels. And they were close enough that I was able to use the shot that they flew by as one of the, because we did a cop scene where, you know, Bosley, you know, and the Angels bust the scene, you know, bust the crime. You know. So they were circling for the scene. I just happened to, you know, point the camera and it was a bitching moment, you know.
That's
so
hilarious.
Thank you guys. I don't know if we had to pay them or not, but, you know, they're in the movie. Check it out. Not Charlie's Angels, XXX.
That's just wrong.
No, it's not.
It's hilarious.
What was wrong is now the other ones we did. Some of them.
Some of them.
Not the Cosbys was a real challenge for some of the scenes.
Yeah, because they couldn't use any drugs, right?
No, or just go down the list of fantasies and then stop at, you know, okay, where it's crossing the line. Okay.
The girls wondered why they woke up from such a long nap.
You got Theo. You got the girls. Well, don't go all the way down. The mom, dad.
We have to leave out the entire child cast if that was the case. No, wait. They're older. There's 20 years in the future. I was kidding.
Oh, God.
That's creepy.
They had a lot of fun with Lisa Bonet's last name, right?
Boner. Lisa Boner.
I forgot what we called her, man. What was her name? It's funny. I was just cleaning out my shit in my room, and I got a folder this thick of scripts from all those movies, man, from back then. Oh, my God, man. Beverly Hillbillies, you know. Yeah, the award winner was not Bewitched for me, and not Airplane.
Let's play. This is a nice little song about L.A. again.
More L.A.
It's by Sticky Doll. Shout out to our buddy Greg Gendron, El Sancho. And
Sancho.
Yes. And this is their song, Snotty Little Cunt.
All right.
I have this on the back of a T-shirt.
It's a theme.
He just left.
They made me a T-shirt.
He flew out of LAX just now.
I asked them on the back. I said, I want you to put Snotty Little Cunt across the back, across my shoulders on the back of my T-shirt. They did it too.
Oh my God!
It
really?
Was awesome.
Oh, that's so cool.
I asked him too. Why not?
Well, of course.
Anyway, yeah. and then the
that's
front
what
it says
friends are for.
Yeah, and then on the front he put Red Won't Come Out. It's because it's a. You'll hear. Wait, I'll play the songs back to back, and you'll hear why. This is Snotty Little Cunt and Red Won't Come Out. You know they're punk rock, so they're short songs. It's okay. All right, here we go. James Will Talk of the Block. I Talk Radio. Rock. One Night Heart Radio.
Bye. his outfit won't come out. So I had to kill him.
Bay Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Check out our buddy Star Daddy with his song, hit song Goldie. Check out the video on YouTube and anywhere else you can find his video. It's called Goldie. It's G-O-L-D-I. Check it out. Star Daddy. Shout out to Justin Symbol. Rock on. James Real Talk of the Block. LA Time Road Channel 1. iHeartRadio. Boom.
But I need you to understand, Star Daddy got needs more than every other man. They cannot love you like I can. They cannot fuck you like I can. They cannot love you like I can. Smash that ass till we break in the bed. Boom, boom, boom. She dropped that ass on my dick like ooh, ooh. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I go so fast on the clit like ooh. She said, I love you, baby, boom, 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 she dropped that ass on my dick till we break in the bed. Goldie, Goldie, do you love me? Goldie, Goldie, do you think of me? Every time I bang your line, you can never hit me back. Baby, I'm trying to lie and say that I'm a different man. They cannot love you like I can. They cannot fuck you like I can. They cannot love you like I can. Smash that ass till we break in the bed. Boom, boom, boom. She dropped that ass on my dick like ooh, ooh. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I go so fast on the clit like ooh, ooh. She said, I love you, baby, boom, 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 she dropped that ass on my dick till we break in the bed. Goldie, Goldie, do you love me? Goldie, Goldie, do you think of me?
Always, it's Halloween. Yes. Actually, we could bring you in for that episode. I have an episode, what is it, Wednesday, October 30th. We have an episode that night, that day, so you could come in and do a reading during the broadcast.
Yeah.
Well, that's the night before our Halloween show at Wise Dome LA.
Yeah.
The big, big show we're going
to
do.
Well, we got to make sure. That's why I wanted to start making little commercials and little things, like to lead up to things like your show.
Well, people
like, got to
understand our show is going to start with the ritual that Don's preparing right now.
Which
and
is awesome.
A witch's ritual, an actual one, right, Don? This is
it truly is an actual ritual. It's
nice.
Working, it's a working.
Is it
ritual.
Sam Hain?
And if you fuck it up, is. You'll get turned into a frog or something like that, right?
That's
the ritual. The ritual of Sam Hain. That's badass. That's real shit. Yeah. I saw that like because I watch a lot of the supernatural stuff. Yeah. Like they had it on. Was it Supernatural? That's my favorite show ever. They had it on Supernatural itself, and they did the whole. They were talking about the Sam Hain. They did a whole episode about that. Just that. That one aspect of that world. So I thought that was pretty cool. And they dealt with like ghosts and possession. And that whole episode was just like, it was nuts. Like the thin, you know, how like they would say the thin veil between the spirit world and the this world, you know, like lifts. So
as,
that
as
things
you
can
said,
walk
this is,
around.
This is based on elements, right?
Yeah.
Well, so what she's saying is absolutely true. The time of year. Is about death, right? So
All Saints Day, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also it's the next. It would be Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
Day of the Dead. November 1st. So it's it's all of that.
And
the other thing about the ritual is, it is pagan. It is a ritual. So
well, so is Christmas. So is Easter.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Almost every fucking goddamn holiday on this planet is goddamn pagan. Please,
but,
or
so
based on
birthday,
pagan pagan stuff. You know what I mean?
And there's a ritual format.
You're pagan.
You know. So it's a ritual. It's a real working ritual.
That's badass. I think that's really cool that you're gonna do something like that. You know what I mean? I've never had that kind of thing. You know, I'm on my shows or things. I like unique. You know me. I like unique. I like going out there and finding unique bands, unique artists, unique. You know, I don't like the
well,
same
you found
boring
us.
Shit. We got you guys. We got Potty Mouth.
You got Johnny.
Jane's,
you got
Jane's addicted. Jane's addicted. Well, we don't. We have,
another story. I love Deanna.
We're not management for Satanic
friends.
Anymore,
we're all friends.
But they are family to us and always will be.
Johnny
and that's
and
what
Indiana.
Matters. And we wish them nothing but the best and we want them to succeed. We want them to go big and go.
I love drama.
No, the great thing is you want your bands to go to the next level.
And
you know
friends.
What I'm saying? And sometimes
all
like
your friends.
And, exactly. And some, but sometimes you can't take them to that level because you're not on that level yet yourself. So you need to it's like your child when you want your child to go out into the world and spread their wings and fly. Well, then you got to like cut the cord and be like, okay, like go fly.
Well, I can show a shameless plug to Angeles for that case because, you know, the facts we went through on that moment, you know, but you know, there's that, you know, so whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but bands, they need that rebirth,
exactly,
growth.
Exactly.
They need change. And if what you have right that moment isn't fully working for you, isn't like pushing you necessarily, like they pushed you as high as they could possibly push you. But they couldn't push you anymore just because they are themselves not on that level. So I think that's wonderful. And I think I want all my bands maybe to someday outgrow me. Or at
that
least I can grow with
want.
Them. Or
that,
I can grow with
want.
Them. Or
want.
I can grow bigger with them.
Exactly.
One or the other. You know what I'm saying? It's
well,
either they outgrow me or we grow together.
Or you outgrow them.
Or maybe I outgrow them. I mean, it depends. Everybody's, you know, every band is different. It depends on the path.
Well, Jenny, that's why you're going on the mega cruise with us when Dave calls us.
Oh, dude.
Okay.
I would be so fucking down for that.
Oh, come on. We want to go hang out
Megadeth.
With Dave and the mega cruise,
fucking,
man.
It's fucking Megadeth.
I sent out
man.
The shout out. You know,
I love you, Dave Vissane.
I've been asking for a lot of people for incredible gigs right now, and they're coming through. So,
including this
Aussie thing with Garden now, dude.
Speaking of Megadeth, I have a friend of mine who used to play with Megadeth.
Uh-oh.
His name was Mike.
See,
Mike
there's
Albert.
Always that 6 degrees of separation,
was
man.
Mike Albert, I believe, played.
Mike Albert.
He either played with Metallica or Megadeth.
Mike, who'd you play with, Mike?
I think it was Megadeth, but Mike Albert. He played with them back in like the 80s or something like a long.
Oh,
time
that
ago.
Was that was it. That was back in.
But still, I mean, that's like you know.
Didn't Caden just post that picture with him and him at Sound City?
I think so.
Yeah, that's how you saw that. Yeah, I saw that too.
Caden
from Hyrax.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because
he posted a picture with
him. He's our sound dude.
He,
one of our sound dudes.
Yeah, he posted a picture today with him and the Metallica original bassist, you know. Before Cliff, you know.
Before Cliff.
That's when Dave was playing guitar. Back then is when Dave was with Metallica and all that.
Yeah, if anybody knows
the history, Dave and Lars hanging out, you know, right. Back then. If you went to the Troubadour, if you went to the shows, you know, before all
Someday
that.
Someday I'll get to go to the Troubadour.
My favorite show
Someday
was
Someday I want to have a show at the Troubadour.
My favorite show with Metallica was at the Country Club with Hughes and Thralls when we just saw Ozzy and Tommy Aldridge, and then the next week he's over at the Country Club. Man, that was badass, you know.
Speaking of Satanic Johnny, we want to play
Sharing the Love, man.
I'm an ogre.
I am.
You want I'm an ogre?
I'm an ogre. Yeah.
No, I am.
All right, so we're going to play I'm an Ogre by Satanic Johnny, our buddies, our pals, our friends. They just played our show, actually. We just played one of our concerts at the 5-Star Bar recently.
Shout out to Satanic Johnny, just a few days ago.
Yeah.
Right. That's Sunday.
Shout out to Satanic Johnny. We love you. Thank you guys for playing again for another one of our concerts.
Yes.
And we want you guys to go even bigger than you are right now. Fuck yeah.
Let's go
the distance, man. Satanic Johnny. I'm an ogre.
I am an ogre.
Actually, that's probably not legit. Let's do this. There we go.
That's the one better. I want.
A little better.
On my Schecter air guitar.
This is Satanic Johnny, and you're listening to
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio,
and iHeartRadio.
Fuck yeah. Speaking of Satanic Johnny, that's not just the fact that they just played the five-star bar, with actually they opened for, it was Vitamin XP that night. Mm-hmm. We had, this was just what, like a few days ago? Goddamn, I get my dates mixed up. Oh, last Thursday, September 12th at the five-star bar, we had Vitamin XP, we had Satanic Johnny, Legions, yeah. Our buddies from up by, Santa Clarita-ish up that way. And we have Corners of Sanctuary, which were here on tour from Philadelphia, from Philly. And that is a band that is marketed by Allison Metal Babe Mayhem Cohen, MBM Music Metal LLC. Babe. All right. So check out all her bands that she does, you know, PR for. Last Monday, a couple nights ago, we had Legions again playing. We had Legions, and then we had Mr. Manic, and we had Black Widow. Thank you to all the bands who played on Monday. Yeah, this Sunday, September 22nd at the Five Star Bar, we've got Chucky Mota, Band of Family.
Ooh.
We've got King Chaos and Keep the Lie Alive.
I love that
bar. So it's got some really great songs coming up. And then Sunday, September 29th, speaking about, we're going to segue to your thing by me talking about this thing.
Yeah, Sunday, your
Sunday,
thing.
September 29th at Petey's Place.
Love it.
We've got Lust and Lies at 8 p.m., Chucky Mota at 9 p.m., Satanic Johnny at 10 p.m. See the theme going on here. Yeah. And then we got Keep the Lie Alive at 11 p.m.
Jenny's
and
top
one
notch,
last
man.
Thing about Satanic Johnny, if you want to segue over to what he's going to talk about as far as Petey's Place goes. And that is Satanic Johnny is going to be here right here at LA Talk Radio Channel 1 on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
Yes.
We on Wednesday, October 9th.
All right.
Great day to be on there.
They'll be on from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then the And I Thought Ladies. And I Thought. And they've won awards. They're from Atlanta. And they are
what
a lovely.
What kind of awards?
Well, for poetry.
Poetry awards.
Yes. International. That's awesome. And they've traveled all over the world spreading the message of peace and love and harmony
through
poetry. And they put on like book festivals, online book festivals and other types of events and organize a lot of different stuff. And they have a little TV show, a little podcast and things that they do. So check them out. The And I Thought Ladies. That's Jade and Wilnona. Check them out. So again, like I said, Satanic Johnny.
They're coming down or they're coming in?
No, they're actually going to be here in town. They're going to be in LA. Wow. So they'll actually be in the studio. That'll be the 4 to 5 p.m. Segment. So we'll have a 2-hour broadcast that day. Rock on.
Rock on, man.
So segueing from Satanic Johnny over to, and we talked about Petey's Place, and then over to
Up in Open Jam tonight.
There we go. At where?
At Petey's Place.
There we go. Where?
Tonight.
Tarzana,
California.
Yes.
You see, I'm really lobbying for that cruise, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Okay, so check them out. It's Black Sabbath is going to be jamming. Who else is going to be jamming?
It's an open jam. Okay,
so
what happens every Wednesday night? Every Wednesday night. We're the longest free form running open jam in LA. Okay, we've been doing this for 8 years plus. Okay, and the drummer and I have been doing it a lot longer. Okay,
they just come and they sign
you
up.
You come
and,
up
and
at 9:30, get on the list, sign up. We get
so it's like karaoke,
but it's live band karaoke, and you get to play an instrument. Bring your instrument, please, because we don't have a sponsor yet. We're looking for one. Schecter, somebody, Guitar Center.
Oh, speaking of that, once I start going to school at the Musicians Institute.
Ooh, MI. Jenny, more sponsors.
Jenny,
MI.
Jenny can get us instruments that we can sign out for a period of time. For no cost.
We need those.
And we're also going to get some interns from the Musicians Institute as well. And Jenny's going to be going to school for an Associate's of Science degree in business and music business.
Well, I'll tell you what you need.
I will be able to learn contract law, be able to get take you guys on tours. I'll be tour management, Jenny, the whole nine yards.
You're gonna need
I'm gonna show you a list of the classes you're gonna be taking. You're gonna be like, fuck yeah, Jenny's got the skills.
You saw our bus dream, right?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. My stuff will go with your stuff, and then it'll become bigger stuff.
You guys' bunk already laid out for you. I'm telling you, Jenny, it's already ready to go.
As long as it's a double bunk, we're good.
But see, that's why I'm holding up the beer. Megadeth now has
I think
it just came
beer.
Out, really.
They have their own beer line now.
Megadeth should have sent some free samples.
And go check out Mega Cruise. Actually, maybe I could hit them up as a member of the official press.
You know what? I got a question for that. Anybody that went to the Iron Maiden show, did they have Iron Maiden beer there? I'm just curious. I don't know. I don't know because I wasn't there. So that was a question. But
I mean, most bands, if they're smart, they'll
They say
they'll
there's going to be a lot of this on the cruise.
Fuck yeah.
Megadeth
I'm down.
Beer on the cruise. I'm down. So we want to do it, man.
Anything
Black
by
Sabbath,
Dave Mustaine
though, let's play.
And Megadeth, I'm down.
4.5 booze?
You pay me enough money, I'll peel some labels off some beer bottles and put Black Sabbath on there for you.
I bet you there's a website for it or an app for it that says design your own beer label. I'm going to look into it. I swear to Christ. I bet you there is one.
All right, Don, you're on. The challenge is on. I'm going to put you in an air-conditioned, well-conditioned labored love room. You can peel all the labels.
It is now a Black Sabbath beer. Black Sabbath beer.
I love it.
As long as you don't get sued on trademark of any kind. Anyway, just be careful. Hey, I know adding an A is a wonderful thing.
Sharon just wants the royalties. Don't fuck with anything.
Make sure you throw her some money.
Here's a rule. Here's a rule of thumb. Anybody that wants to parody shit, you just put the royalties aside and it's all good, okay? Everybody wants money. That's the bottom line. Money, money, money.
All right, well,
so fuck that.
We're gonna have fun with it.
All
right, well, let's wrap up our lovely interview. Let's wrap up our discussion and our episode today with telling everybody where they can find you guys. Where can everybody find Black Sabbath? Where can everybody find Darren Marlowe?
I can't wait to go.
Tell people where they can find you and like social media, websites, things like that, and what your upcoming concerts or events and things are going to be.
Don,
so,
you first.
Let's start with Don.
So you can find me on Facebook under Don Marlowe.
Unfortunately, but Don Marlowe.
With an N.
You can also find me, just recently I put up a new Instagram page, so it is under my real name, which is Don Marlowe.
With a W.
You can also find me as Nefarious of Black Sabbatha.
Nefarious.
On or with the Black Sabbatha tribute stuff. I work at the Psychic Eye. You can also contact me at marlowedl22@gmail.com if you'd like me to come and do a party, if you'd like a private ritual, that sort of thing. I'm open.
Hell yeah. And tell them all, you know, like all the stuff that you do. You do like readings, you do like...
So, okay, we'll run down the list real quick again. I do readings, I do healings, I teach divination, I teach classes in the elements, earth, air, fire, and water. I do a spellcraft class. I do rituals, private rituals at homes for groups of people. I don't do spells for people. I don't sell spells to people. That's something that I don't do. I do legal marriages. I also do hand fastings, which is a spiritual marriage.
Yeah.
I've watched Charmed enough.
I know what a hand fasting is.
And funerals.
Braveheart, man. I saw it in Braveheart, man.
Well, that too, but yeah.
That's badass, though.
That's badass list, I tell you.
She's awesome. Nefarious, our goddess.
My favorite color.
Our fairy goddess.
Obviously, it's my favorite color. I'm just kidding. He's actually more like a darker
That's
brown.
How you take your coffee, too.
Exactly. No, actually, I have to have a lot of cream and sugar.
Don't forget
that.
The cream.
I have to have shitloads of cream and sugar for my coffee. Well, so it's really weird.
I'm sure the muse is all covering that.
He's like, he hates coffee anyway. He hates anything, any kind of coffee. He hates coffee.
But he's got plenty of cream.
All right, so
for you.
Now your turn. Yeah. Anyway.
It is so good that this isn't on like a... like some real
a children's like, channel.
It really is like, on a real channel.
Well, I mean, I would be on, so on the Christian radio station.
Come on,
oh God!
If we were on satellite radio on Howard Stern, we could still get away with this. Okay, hello. Come on, this Howard.
This is Jenny's Real Talk.
Hey, Jenny, that's our next stop. We're gonna go. We're going to Howard Stern. We're gonna go talk to him about this show.
I love Howard
BlackSabbath.com.
I want to interview Howard Stern for my TV show.
He's gonna interview you and us when we get to Broadway and do this fucking show. You know, I'm telling you, Tony, right, here so we come.
Quickly, before we have like 1 minute,
catch the story. Catch the story of Black Sabbath at BlackSabbath.com. We have all kinds of cool stuff. You can find us online at Facebook, Instagram. Just search the Google page. As you know, I have an original band too, but we'll get into that another day for another time. Okay,
merch.
NT is our merchandise supplier. You know, we love them. I found you guys through Angelus. Gonna give him a shameless plug, but you deserve
love you,
it.
Angelus,
because I love Gwen. Gwen's
up,
my friend.
Gwen, we love you, Gwen.
Gwendolyn's my buddy, so
Gwen
I love her, man.
We love you, Beach.
So everybody knows the story, but we love you. So anyway, that's my plug. BlackSabbath.com. Let's see.
SoCal Records.
SoCalRecords.com. let's see what else I got. I got MyGreatChef.com, ButterflyBeautification.com. That's our public service .com. That's where we're going to beautify. Lisa and I are going to beautify the world with planting flowers that butterflies love, you know?
I'm going to say something we didn't say. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Love you.
Here. Hi, Jimmy.
Anyone else? Jimmy Silcox.
And what's the new drummer? Who's the new
drummer?
Bob
Bruner.
Hi, Bob.
Okay,
Bob
come check Bruner. This out. This is a shout out for my mates, okay? Our mates. Bob and that Bruner. Is right. Lisa is Sabbath.
Lisa O'Neill.
Jimmy Silcox is Skull Iommi.
Yes.
Our newest sensation on the Skins, Time, and All the Love in the Rhythm is Bob Bruner on drums, Skull right. Ward. And I'm your Skull Butler guy. And Manager DeVoe, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, see,
I love my Manager DeVoe.
I always get a guest. I don't give a fuck.
Jimmy. Fuck yeah.
All right, so this next Wednesday, come on back to Ginger Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio. You can see us live on the LA Talk Radio page on Facebook. You can go to Channel 1 Live for on the LA Talk Radio page itself. Download the app. You go and click on Channel 1. We're there. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We're the only motherfucking show with that name, so if you can't find us, it's a fucking problem.
Oh, wait, quick plug. Petralik and Petra, you know who you are. Love you, girls. Love you, girls.
And then this next Wednesday, September 25th, we're going to have Fira on our show. October 2nd, we'll have Our Frankenstein. And then a lot of other great bands coming up over the next few weeks. And we're going to get her in for a reading for our October 30th show. So that's going to be badass.
Spooky. Woo.
And so Fira this next fucking Wednesday.
Wonder Twins activate in the form of water. Here I go.
Hell yeah. Next week, we'll
thanks,
see
Jenny.
You then.
Thank you.
Thanks, Manager DeVoe.
Thanks for
you.
Watching. Thanks for listening.
Rock on.
LA
see
friends.
You later. Gotta go, bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.